This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Randy Moeller, and played many years in the NHL. He was a first-round pick by Quebec back in 81, and he's been a television analyst. For the Panthers for many, many years now. Scripps, by the way, is doing pregame shows for Panthers games. So that's Channel 39 in Dayton Broward and in Palm Beach County where I'm at. It's South Florida's 9. So let's talk about what everyone's talking about, which is Anthony Stolarz, who we love down here, by the way. Everybody loved Anthony Stolarz, including Sam Bennett, I think. So he was playing brilliantly. He gets taken out of the game, though. He apparently had a head injury. And there's been a lot of rigmarole surrounding it. Our opinion was that it was probably caused by the slap shot before the Bennett arm. And I didn't even see any malice in what Bennett did. But I'm curious, you as a former player, how you see it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do believe that it was a wrist shot, but I think it was well over 85 miles an hour from Reinhart that hit Stolarz square right in the forehead. And even though the technology, the advancements that they've made in goalie equipment, including their masks, when you get hit that hard, it's like getting hit from a baseball with a baseball bat. Doesn't matter if you got a helmet or a mask on, you're going to feel that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not there. I do have an opinion, though. I mean, I thought Bennett this morning in his press availability, he made the right point. He's like, hey, we're down in the game. I've got the puck. I'm trying to score. I've got a lane to bring the puck to the front of the net. I mean, it wasn't premeditated. It wasn't, I'm trying to score. And if you see how he gets to just to the side of the goal, and obviously he's confronted by the defenseman, you never know in that instance whether you're going to have a clear lane, you're going to get flattened by a defenseman, you're going to run into the goal post. You have no idea. And he's trying to score, and the puck gets knocked off his stick. His glove brushes up against Stolarz. A lot of it is, I think, the media north of the border trying to make something out of nothing. I thought the comments that Paul Maurice made, I thought the comments that Sam Bennett made, the league came out very quickly this morning and said there will be no supplemental discipline on it, and they made the right call. There's going to be all kinds of collisions like that, in, whether it's unintentional or not, that can raise a few eyebrows. But I thought the league, as Paul Maurice said last night, the referee was standing right there, had a clear view of it, never called a penalty, and shouldn't have. And the league made their statement this morning. Just move on and that. But they're trying to make a big thing. Now, we all agree. I mean, Anthony Stolarz is a favorite and amongst all of us. I mean, he was so good with us broadcasters, and throughout in the organization, I think they said the same thing. They love Anthony Stolarz. Nobody wants to see Anthony Stolarz get hurt. But it's a physical game. It's a quick game, and there's going to be collisions happen and that. So I just hope everybody just I hope that Anthony Stolarz is going to be fine. I hope he plays tomorrow. If not, he's back sooner than later. And I think that's the sentiment of everybody involved here.
We were trying to figure out, Moeller, why exactly this specific play had everybody, and as you put it, north of the border, up in arms. Because the last video I saw of Anthony Stolarz was in that Ottawa series 2 weeks ago, literally hitting Ridly Gregg in the back of the neck, trying to get him out of
that
the crease.
That was so great.
And I
loved that.
Right, man. We all loved it. Like we typically celebrate big hits in the NHL, and I realize nobody wants to see a goalie go down the way he did, but what is it because of Sam Bennett's history and the player he is?
It wasn't even a big hit, though, was right. it? I didn't think it was a big hit.
At all, but that's what I'm saying, Moeller. Is it because of his history that people are trying to make this a little bit more than what it really is?
I don't know, but let me just try and clarify it even more in that. Because the game is so fast, we've seen some hits and we've seen some suspensions because it's been a borderline premeditated where you have control over your body and you're going in and there's been some hits and that are what the league would look at as maybe a second or two before it happens, that it's kind of premeditated. There's no way that this was premeditated. Sam Bennett's trying to score. He's trying to score to help his team. And that it's a physical game. There's going to be collisions. There's players you'll see tomorrow night. You're going to see it five times at least in the game, where you're going to see it tonight with the two games, the other games that are going on in the NHL playoffs, where players are driving to the net and walking the line and trying to jump in front and jam it in behind the goaltender, and that there's going to be huge collisions and that. That's just the nature of the sport. It's just unfortunate that Anthony Stolarz, basically pulled himself out of the game. Obviously, he wasn't 100%, and then that's when everybody started to make assumptions, which I have no reason to go overboard to protect Sam Bennett. He plays the game on the edge. He's a physical player. He's been involved in a number of altercations and collisions that have raised a few eyebrows. That's the player he is. But this one, it was just silly to me that people are trying to make him out to be the villain that should be suspended. It just makes no sense to me.
And it's like you said and what he said. I mean, he doesn't want to end up in the penalty box in that situation for something stupid. He wants to get a goal there. They want to get out of there with a win, if at all possible.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.